Wrestling with the wrath of God. The wrath of God cannot be ignored in both the Old and New Testaments. The term bothers me because who wants his father to be wrathful? But also because I suspect wrath has been weaponized to protect the guilty and condemn the vulnerable. When the woman caught in adultery was about to get stoned, all her righteous accusers no doubt considered themselves instruments of God's wrath. For now, I'll quote from my post on Isaiah. A thought that keeps me sane when I read about the wrath of God. We see statements such as this: For they would not follow his ways, they did not obey his law, so he poured out on them his burning anger, the violence of war. It enveloped them in flames, yet they did not understand. It consumed them, but they did not take it to heart. Isaiah 42. This is contrary to the promises that God will redeem people who have done ill. Come now, let us settle the matter, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are as red as crimson, they shall be like wool. Isaiah 1. Even in this passage a threat follows, but it is in the passive voice, that is, an unspecified agent of the wrath. Unlike the passage from Isaiah 42, where it's, quote, his burning anger, unquote. The threat in Isaiah 1 that follows the beautiful, white as snow promise is that if the people resist and rebel against God's will, they will be, quote, devoured by the sword. Note, it does not say his or my sword. Anyone who disobeys even the laws of nature, let alone supernatural guidance, will suffer consequences. If one doesn't allow God's protection, one becomes immediately vulnerable to harm, living as we do among a violent species. If all I had were those two passages, the violence of God would remain ambiguous. However, the threat of war and destruction is contrary to Jesus, who did not break a bruised reed or smother a smoldering wick. Isaiah 42 and Matthew 12. Once I heard that the prophets, such as Isaiah, did not have a way to say God allowed something. Consequently, he is described as causing evil and violence instead of allowing it. This distinction is useful whenever I encounter wrath in the Bible. Destruction may feel like God's punishment, but it behaves like the force of either our selfishness or that of someone else falling on us with grave consequences. Interpreting wrath as the absence of God prevents us from seeing God as alternately healing and destructive. It also prevents us from seeing Jesus as the kinder person of the Trinity. What it means is that our species not only is violent at times, but is capable of vanquishing God from human affairs. And that, my friends, is the wrath of God. And yet I struggle. I have not talked about every instance of wrath, and there are still questions. This post was recorded on February 10th, 2024, and can be found on my website, mygod.myplaza.xyz. Thank you.